Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me from the incredible podcast, I have Izzy. How are you doing this morning?
Kia ora, I'm good. What a great segue.
thank you. I've had a lot of practice over the years, yeah. But more importantly, the second season of your podcast, it is called Awkward Talks. It is about to get into our ears. Tell us a little bit about it for anybody who may not be familiar.
Yeah, totally. So Awkward Talks is like, I call it your like music industry big sibling, older sibling on speed dial. That's kind of the vibe we're going for. It started a couple years ago in the San Fran Green Room here in Wellington. And I was just talking with the lead singer and the bassist from Tahini Bikini, if any of the Dunners people out there know the classic welly band Tahini Bikini. And I was just like, oh man, I learned so much in these conversations with creative people and musicians, and I just wish I could record this and like listen back to it, not just for the real key educational points, but also just for the pep talks, because there's so much that goes into being a musician or just working in the music industry in general. And sometimes you just need a pep talk from someone who's been through it and is going through it with you. And yeah, I kind of was talking with them, and Maddie and Kay, the two, were like, hey, let's make this a thing. So Kay and I started Awkward Talks last year, and we did a full season of 16 episodes interviewing local and kind of national artists, getting to know their journey, their story, and kind of the tips and tricks that also helped them along the way. And this year we're relaunching. Kay has moved on to bigger and better things. We miss her dearly. yeah. So it is just myself and my co-producer. And yeah, we just released the first episode of season two with Sean from Drax Project, which was an awesome interview. Like, so cool to be able to interview someone who has worked at that kind of international caliber. And yeah, very excited to keep releasing new episodes.
Yay! Hey, and one thing that I have to know is you are an incredible interviewer as well. You have this beautiful style of like asking super in-depth questions but not making it feel like a really punishing, like pressured DMC, which I think can be like an accidental byproduct of, you know, having deep yarns in long form content, you know? How do you go about like building that rapport and relationship with the people that you're interviewing?
I go off script every interview I do. I prepare so much. Like, this is the first thing I've done where I've done interviews. I've always been a musician and a performer, but I love talking and I love like deep and connecting conversations with people. I've never been a small talk kind of gal. Like, if we meet at a party, I'm like, what's your star sign? What's your life story? Like, let's be best friends. Like, that's always what I've done. And I kind of take the same approach with my interviews. Like, I prepare and prepare and prepare, and then I sit down in front of the guest and the script just goes out the window, and I'm like, I just zone in on them and just really listen to what they're saying and follow where they want to go. And honestly, it has nothing to do with me. It just has everything to do with having amazing guests, like having interesting people to talk to and that have incredible stories, which all of my guests have. And so many creative people just have amazing journeys and amazing stories. Like, that's what makes it so special and so easy for me as an interviewer, is just being in awe of the person in front of me.
Hey, Izzy, I would definitely agree with that sentiment, but I would also say that you are being very, very humble with your skills as an interviewer, okay? Just take it and run. Take it and run.
Thank you.
Now, I absolutely love the premise of the entire podcast, because I think that as somebody who was a massive fan of the music industry before I even entered it in any capacity, like media or as a musician, it's a really, really intimidating industry because everybody seems really clued in, everybody seems really cool, everybody seems very just like, very not standoffish, but I think at like on a pedestal in some way,
yeah.
you know? And yeah. the most I've ever learnt about the music industry has been just like exactly how this podcast started, the random DMCs in yeah. the green room. What is yeah. the end goal for the Awkward Talks podcast? What is the mission statement?
The mission statement, I guess, is to normalize having honest, open, authentic, a lot of the times awkward conversations about like the ups and downs, because that's what it is. And you're so right in that the smokescreen of the music industry still very much exists. Like, we've come a long way, but it's still there. And the mission of Awkward Talks is to really clear that smoke. And it's interesting when you say that everyone seems like they know what they're doing. It's so funny, because as soon as you talk to anyone in the music industry, they're like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, nobody has any clue about what they're doing, the steps they're making. Like, it's all just made up. Like, who made these rules, you know? Like, time is just a concept and all that. So yeah, Awkward Talks is the end goal is to just like help as many people as we can, share as many stories as we can. And honestly, kind of a little side quest that I've been thinking about a lot is like, when I'm talking to these artists and they're sharing their story, there's so much work that goes into creating music and or anything in the music industry, whether you are an artist, a manager, a producer, a technician, like wherever your little niche is, there's so much work that goes into what you do. And for lack of time or resources or someone with a camera, it's not documented. Mm. And I feel like for consumers, it can be really easy to assume that it's so easy. Like, oh my God, they just made a song and put it out, and that must have taken them like 2 weeks. It's like, no, honey, that's been like 3 to 5 years worth of hard work. And so, you know, sharing the amount of work that goes into these creative projects, I hope for an audience perspective will really show like the value that musicians and music has in the community and in the society. Like, mm-hmm. music is so integral to life. It's everywhere, and yet it is so undervalued. So yeah.
Snaps.
Yeah. So yeah, really showing the value of what people have to offer in the industry is a big part of our mission as well. Yeah.
And I 110% agree with you there. I think especially how you were saying there of how certain things happen in the industry and people actually don't realize how much background work goes into it. And I think alongside that, in terms of removing that smokescreen, I think even within the music industry, you still see everything as like a bit of a hierarchy, and you put certain people on pedestals and you think that, oh, I would have the same career as them if I would just release my first single. And then when you release yep. your first single, it's like, all right, I need to release my new EP and then I'll be like them. And then you're like, all right, I've released my EP. Now I like have to put out an album and now I have to go on a tour and now I have to, you know, go international on that tour and I have to get management and a label and I can only do X, Y, Z if I do A, B, C, D first.
Yeah.
And that's, from my experience at least, a massive misconception in the music industry, you know? Like, almost anything is possible, perfect. Almost anything is possible if you just chuck your hat in the ring, you know?
Yeah,
just give things a go. But I think it's hard to realise that that is actually just a possibility until you hear all of these big dogs going, hey, this is how I did it. What guests do we have lined up for the rest of the season? Any wee hints here for us?
Oh, I've been trying to keep it secret.
That's okay.
We have a variety of guests, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. We're trying really hard not to just focus on your classic like front man or woman or whoever, or like solo artist, whatever, we're trying to bring in a lot of industry practitioners. So we have some potential like vocal coaches on the lineup. We have like other like wellness practitioners, technicians, you know, there's a little bit for everyone in there. Again, just to highlight the fact that like everyone's story is different. Everyone's story is so different. And yeah, I had the same mindset that you were talking about when I first started in the industry of like, okay, I need to do things a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I actually like that didn't feel good to me. That certain way to me was like, oh, I feel like I have to do this, but I actually don't want to.
Yeah.
But listening to these interviews and seeing, you know, people of similar levels of quote unquote success and their version of quote unquote success, although the story is different. Like there's no, you know, there's maybe one or two parallels around their mindset that you can like draw similarities between guests. But other than that, it's all different levels of happenstance and working really, really hard and being in the right place at the right time, which is frustrating, but also really validating to hear because you're kind of like, oh, okay, well, if I just keep doing what makes me feel good, like these guys were doing, then, you know, it's available to me too. Mm-hmm. So
100%. Yeah. And that's exactly where this whole discussion of like representation, having a broad range of guests on the podcast is really important. And I think that Awkward Talks absolutely nails that, as they nail absolutely everything to do with podcasting, music. It truly does feel like your older sibling of the music industry. And I wish that something like this existed when I first entered media and music. So I absolutely love your work. Where can people listen to the Awkward Talks podcast?
You can listen to it anywhere that you find your podcasts. We do release through Spotify first, so you'll find it all on Spotify, just at Awkward Talks NZ, I believe. And on Spotify, on Instagram is where we announce everything as well. So go follow us over there to be in the know. And we're also on all the other social media platforms as well. So we release who we're talking to next quite soon. To when the episode is released. So you want to be in there and in the know quickly so you know who we're talking to next.
Oh, absolutely outstanding. Thank you so much for your time this morning and congratulations on the second season of Awkward Talks. Woohoo!
Thank you so much. Thanks for having a chat.
Oh my gosh, pleasure is all mine. The Queen Izzy Walker, aka the host of the Awkward Talks podcast. What a treat.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.